As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while the other esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I'm not going to talk about the weak or the stronger in faith tonight. I want to focus on verse 13, since that's a scripture that I was assigned. The short talks for the last few weeks have been out of Romans, and in Romans chapter 12 and verse 13, they deal a lot with the idea of unity, the idea of goodness and kindness to one another, loving one another and honoring each other. But one thing that really gets in the way of harmony is our opinions. The way we think something should be done, the right way we see something should be done. And just a few examples. I noticed, we've got a few that wear masks here tonight, and usually we have on a regular basis a few members that wear masks. And I'm thankful that the early mask mandate stuff is over when everyone was being told to wear masks, because we had some that say you have to wear masks and others say, I'm not wearing a mask, you can't make me wear a mask. And that brought out some really ugly stuff in the church. It brought out ugly stuff all over the place. And it was sad. And I'll admit, it was annoying to wear a mask. It wasn't comfortable. But for some people, they felt safer. They felt like that's what they needed to do. And did it remove a stumbling block for someone for me to wear a mask? Yeah, it did. Other things, there are differences of opinion on offering Lord's Supper on Sunday night. Some people don't think it needs to be offered. Some people feel very strongly that it does need to be offered. And it's encouraging to see how it's handled among the family here. The last thing I have example-wise, for me personally, I have opinions, some strong opinions, on how children should be raised. I don't think I have ever met a family that raises kids the way I think it should be done. But that's okay. That's their job to do that. I have my own family to raise. Our opinions have the ability to get in the way of our unity. Verse 13 again, therefore let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. Two actions in there, pass judgment and decide. These both carry very similar ideas, to determine something, to resolve or make up your mind about something. And here he's saying when it comes to matters of opinion, matters that are not black and white, when we don't have a command or an example or an inference to guide us, that I don't need to be trying to resolve to tell my brother why he's wrong in his actions and make sure he knows the right opinion, my opinion. I need to go a step further. I need to ask myself, how is my decision going to affect the church? How are my actions going to affect my brother? I need to resolve to determine that I'm not going to let matters of opinion divide me from my brothers and sisters, and I'm not going to discourage my brother. And sometimes that is not easy. That may mean that I have to forego something that I think is okay, but my brother doesn't. It may mean I have to keep opinions to myself to maintain unity. 1 Corinthians 8 brings across the idea that at times our love is shown when we choose not to use our liberties, not to force our opinions. Our unity and love for one another should always be on our minds as we're working together towards heaven. And if we don't have that mentality, then we aren't acting like kingdom citizens. God's not on the lookout for those who are more concerned about exercising their liberties and making sure their opinions are known. He's looking for those who love him and love one another. And there are things that in the scriptures that are in our spiritual lives that are not black and white. They're not laid out and defined. And each of us have to make our own decision on how we feel that we need to go about that. But there is one thing that's for sure that we know, and that's how to be saved. We know that the only way through salvation is through the waters of baptism.